North Woods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. American Amanda Knox has just been convicted of slander in Italy and sentenced to 3 years behind bars. She will not serve any of that since she already served 4 years for her murder conviction, but that it was overturned by a European court. New policy at the southern border as President Biden's executive order kicks in. It took effect overnight, putting a cap on the number of migrants who cross into this country illegally seeking asylum in the U.S. ABC's Christiane Cordero.
Immigration advocates worry Biden's executive order will only worsen the already months-long backlog at border crossings, struggling with a lack of resources. But President Biden says he had no choice in taking this executive action because Republicans rejected a bipartisan border security bill earlier this year at the urging of former President Trump.
President Biden now in France to commemorate 80 years since the D-Day invasion on June 6th. A gunman shot and captured by Lebanese soldiers after a shootout at the U.S. Embassy in Beirut. No one else hurt. This is ABC News. One of the world's biggest music producers is now facing sexual assault charges.
The Dream has written and produced some of the biggest hits of all time. For Beyonce, Rihanna, Justin Bieber, and more. And now he's been hit with allegations of rape, sexual battery, and sex trafficking. In a lawsuit filed Tuesday in Los Angeles, Shahnaz Mangro says she met The Dream, a.k.a. Tarius Nash, when she was 23 and new to L.A. from the Netherlands. And he promised to make her a superstar. But instead, she says he became an abusive and controlling boyfriend. In a statement to the New York Times, Nash calls the allegations untrue and defamatory. Jason Athenson, ABC News. Hollywood.
More water problems in Atlanta just as a couple of big water main breaks are being fixed. Another 6-inch main has ruptured. Parts of the city have had water disrupted since last week. Officials there are blaming aging infrastructure. And speaking of aging, it may be time to upgrade your old Apple TV if you want to keep streaming Netflix. The streaming service says at the end of July it will stop support for second and third generation Apple TVs. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has filed felony charges against two attorneys and an aide of former President Donald Trump. Kenneth Chesbro, Jim Troupas, and Mike Roman are facing charges of forgery for submitting paperwork falsely claiming Trump had won Wisconsin in the 2020 election. Call says the investigation is ongoing.
We're going to follow the facts wherever they lead. The investigation is not focused on any particular person, but on those facts and what information we can gather.
Each felony charge is punishable by up to 6 years in prison and fines up to $10,000. Chesbro, Troupas, and Roman are due in court on September 19th. A woman from Madison won the Ironman European Championship on Monday in Germany. It was 39-year-old Jackie Herring's first Ironman in 9 years. Herring is expected to race in the Ironman World Championship in September. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. A Chautauqua police officer made an unusual save over the weekend. According to a Facebook post from the Chautauqua Police Department, an officer responded to reports of several ducklings falling into a storm drain in the area west of Center Street. The officer called for additional help and removed the storm drain, allowing crews to chase 10 ducklings around the zigzagging pipes and bring them back up to safety. The ducklings were then taken down the street to Bailey Lake, where they were reunited with their mother. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles is offering a new option for residents to add emergency contact information to their driver's license and identification records. Officials say the goal of the new option is to help law enforcement authorities contact a family member quickly in the event of a car crash or other emergency. The contact information will not physically appear on the card in case it gets lost, and law enforcement authorities will be the only ones that can access that information in an emergency. I'm Austin Brumay, Civic Media News.
The Brewers fall in extra innings. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. It was the Phillies in the 10th inning yesterday to take the win.
Line drive to baby. Right field. He is the hero. A one hop off the wall. Here comes Merrifield, and the Phillies will win it. In the bottom of the 10th inning, Nick Castellanos, an RBI double.
And that score, your final in 10 innings. Manager Pat Murphy says the Brewers couldn't come up with the big hit when they needed it.
We didn't execute when we had to, and we didn't get the big hit. And, I thought our pitching staff did a nice job for the most part. And kind of didn't get things to go our way. So, yeah, results in the loss, and the extra inning loss, tough.
It'll be the Brewers and the Phillies one more time this afternoon as Milwaukee tries to avoid the sweep. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
We have a slight chance of a couple of isolated showers or thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy, breezy, with a high of 76 today. The wind out of the west at 15 to 25. Tonight, 51. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, cooler, a few sprinkles. Still breezy with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
There's a whole lot more brand new country. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me.
Always first with new music.
98Q Country.
Spirit hanging out of his mouth, just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. Pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple.
Enjoy work a little more.
Log on.
98Q Country. when those cops came pulling up. And I thought, man, ain't this some shit? Your daddy's gonna kill me. But if I survive tonight, I wouldn't change one thing. Baby, I know it sounds crazy, but there was something.
Heartbroken, holding that smoking gun. I guess ghost town where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up brains. Holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine because it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls.
Your classics.
Your country. Country.
98 Q Country. Country.
To the same.
car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing you're done, you cue the songs and we get going. Brought you on home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone. All throughout the morning till got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Where you'll be forgotten. And
down, girl. Everything is right, and we rule the world. Two 12s in the truck, back beating. Bunch of rock stars on the riverbank singing.
Currington, we are tonight at 98Q Country at 6:30 and a wet Wednesday edition here. Stonedra Flood Watch till 1 today. Just some heavy rains, brief heavy rains at times. Excuse me, could cause some flooding issues. All right, we got some work to do here this morning. We've got some work to do this morning. Yesterday we were talking a lot about the R Schools WISSports.net Athlete of the Week, which is a statewide honor, and Autumn Mikulski, our standout Shawamigan track athlete, is up for that award, one of five athletes nominated. And the voting ends at about 2 o'clock tomorrow. And when we left you yesterday, we were about 100 votes ahead. We were about 100 votes ahead of the next competitor from Osceola. And things have drifted to the negative since we left the air yesterday morning. So we need to come together now. My goal is by the time I leave the air at 10 this morning, that we be back out in front. What are we at? 1384 for Autumn right now. And 1509 for the next, for the person, athlete ahead of us. So that's 120 votes we need to get going here. So please take the moment on, you can vote on your phone and on your computer. You can vote more than once to vote for Autumn. And it's WISSports.net. We have a link on our 98Q Facebook page. I'm going to put a fresh link on there so it appears right at the top. So please go in there, cast your vote for Autumn today, and let's get this thing back caught up again. I thought we were in good shape yesterday, but obviously the folks from Osceola woke up. They saw that we were up to something over here, and all of a sudden their votes went just whew, through the roof. So we're still right there. So please go WISSports.net, or there's a picture of Autumn on the 98Q Facebook page. Go in there, vote for Autumn. Let's see if we can get this lead back here this morning. I'm not competitive at all. Not competitive. No. So let's do that. Put that on your to-do list today. We're text to win again this morning. Another keyword coming up for you after 7. Right now, we get you a little news and sports twice an hour update. Let's get it going here with ABC.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. American Amanda Knox has just been convicted of slander in Italy and sentenced to 3 years behind bars. She will not serve any of that since she already served 4 years for her murder conviction, but then it was overturned by a European court. New policy at the southern border as President Biden's executive order kicks in. It took effect overnight, putting a cap on the number of migrants who cross into this country illegally seeking asylum in the U.S. ABC's Christiane Cordero.
Immigration advocates worry Biden's executive order will only worsen the already months-long backlog at border crossings, struggling with a lack of resources. But President Biden says he had no choice in taking this executive action because Republicans rejected a bipartisan border security bill earlier this year at the urging of former President Trump.
President Biden now in France to commemorate 80 years since the D-Day invasion on June 6th. A gunman shot and captured by Lebanese soldiers after a shootout at the U.S. Embassy in Beirut. No one else hurt. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two Wisconsin lawyers and a former aide to Donald Trump, who helped submit bogus paperwork claiming Trump won Wisconsin in 2020, are now charged with felony forgery. State Attorney General Josh Call filed the charges against Kenneth Chesbrough, Jim Troupas, and Mike Roman on Tuesday. They're due in court on September 19th. Tuesday is Animal Rights Day. Activists are using the occasion to call attention to the poor meat production practices of popular fast food chains like Subway and Taco Bell. A new report by the group Animal Equality describes the unhealthy and inhumane conditions of factory farms used to raise livestock.
When you have this many animals in one place, you're getting really high concentrations of feces. And you're having all of the environmental impacts of this. I mean, pigs produce a ton of waste. And this has to be disposed of properly to not make nearby communities sick.
While some states have banned the use of small crates for pigs, Wisconsin has not. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Chippewa Falls City Council could vote on a 20-year plan for the city this week. According to a WQOW report, the Chippewa Falls Comprehensive Plan could be approved at Tuesday's meeting. The 255-page document aims to guide future development in the area with a focus on things like housing, historical sites, and agriculture. The plan does not include specific rules, but will guide how policies and strategies are developed for the foreseeable future. The plan includes a great deal of public input. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has issued an incidental take notice for a rare plant in Douglas County. According to a press release, the notice comes as a result of major construction work on the new Blatnik Bridge project. The rare plant is the seaside crowfoot, which has been confirmed to be present in the area of the project. Officials say they will try to minimize the impact of construction on the plant, and the project is not likely to jeopardize the continued existence of the plant in the area. I'm Austin Bermay, Civic Media News.
The Brewers fall in extras. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Philadelphia defeated Milwaukee 2-1 in 10 innings yesterday. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers had their opportunities.
We had opportunities. We didn't get the ball in the air one time. We didn't make contact in the outfield a couple times. And, we had opportunities to take the lead.
The Brewers and Phillies play this afternoon as Milwaukee tries to avoid the sweep. Packers OTAs continue this week. Coach Matt LaFleur says the team's got a good energy.
I think every time we step in the meeting rooms, there's been great energy, great interaction with the guys. I think that's part of the process is just how we can come together, and I think that's a great part of the offseason.
That's a sentiment shared by wide receiver Bo Melton.
You can tell as soon as you walk in the locker room, we just play games together, just chill together, you know, play basketball, anything. And so we go out on the field, the same thing, we all work hard. So we love the vibe, we love the energy that we bring into the team right now.
For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cusca.
On the local scene, the Prentice Golf Team at the state golf meet the last couple of days down in Kohler, and they finished with a 355 total, or rather, well, they finished in eighth place, and they finished about 13 shots back of the seventh place team. A strong performance by the team, and a very strong field, as some of the top teams in Division III were also comparative to some of the scores in Division I and II. We'll talk more about the individuals and how they did. Yesterday in Kohler, Lakeland wins a golf championship as they carded a 463 total. For the 2 days, that was five shots ahead of Edgerton. So congratulations to the Lakeland golf team. They are a state champion in Division II WIAA golf.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
Gotta change my oil.
How about new Valvoline Restore and Protect? It restores and protects your engine to run like new.
Get in zone.
It restores your engine to, like, factory clean?
And protects.
So Valvoline Restore and Protect restores and protects.
Now you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for
$37.99.
Restrictions apply.
The Lynn Stunklaw Complete Rain Gutters ease your mind. With 30 plus years in the gutter game, we've got you covered. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludicrous.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have a slight chance of a couple of isolated showers or thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy, breezy, with a high of 76 today. The wind out of the west at 15 to 25. Tonight, 51. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, cooler, a few sprinkles. Still breezy with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Today's best country.
Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? It is your boy, Jelly Roll.
Hey, this is Lainey Wilson.
Hey, this is Kenny Chesney.
From today's biggest stars.
I love the music.
98Q Country.
I've wasted a paycheck on whiskey and long necks ever since you left, trying to figure this out.
Stay tuned for that after 8 o'clock, and a special surprise this morning on Reality Radio. I've been in radio 37 years, and this person has been in my life for all 37 years, but has never, ever, ever been on the radio with me. But it will happen this morning, so stay tuned during Reality Radio. Let's get going here. Let's get our votes in for Autumn Mikulski for Athlete of the Week. For the rschools.wisports.net honor. Now, you can vote once a day, so even if you did it yesterday, you do it again today. You can do it on your iPhone, your Android phone, your computer. You can do it on separate devices. So we got some work to do because, like I said earlier, yesterday when we left the air, Autumn was over 100 votes ahead, and now we're 100 and plus votes behind. the first place person. So let's do it. The link is very easy. Go to the 98Q Country Facebook page. It's the very first post. You'll see Autumn. Click on the link and just boom, cast your vote. It takes like 5 seconds. So let's all do that right away this morning, and let's get this thing going here. We're going to get this. It expires tomorrow at 2. So we got to send a message to these people that we're chasing over in Osceola that we're in it. We're in it for the long haul here, today and tomorrow. So let's get out in there, cast your vote for Autumn, and see if we can get her done. Let's get our weekly fishing report. Kurt's Island Sports Shop gets us updated on what's going on the water.
Hi, this is Kurt from Kurt's Island Sports Shop in Minocqua with today's Kurt's Island Sports Shop fishing report. Well, another off spring. Aren't they all lately? Early ice out you would think would equate to ahead of schedule weed growth, but it doesn't seem to be on many lakes. Water temperatures hovered into the upper 50s for a long time, finally moving into the 60s, but likely falling again with forecasts for the end of this week. Some species of fish bedded early this year, as the crappies and smallmouth, and were done before what anglers were used to seeing. Probably a good way to protect those fish while they're so vulnerable during the harvest of crappies and harassment of smallies. Either way, it all adds up to anglers having to adjust methods and locations while chasing their preferred fish. As always, weather dictates fish and anglers alike. Lots of wind shifts this past week with either high, clear skies or rainy, stormy weather. Lots of rain in the short period yesterday, Monday, 6-3, saw some lake and flowage levels rise. Water temperatures fluctuating from 58 to 64 degrees on average. As said, some of the lakes behind on weed growth, others are just fine. Mosquitoes liking the rain, but luckily, dragonfly hatches are showing up. Despite call for rain on Wednesday through Friday, cooler temperatures. Fishing during the new moon period is usually pretty good, so just keep an eye on that sky for electricity. For the Kurt's Island Sports Fishing Report. This has been Kurt, and good luck fishing.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurt's Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurt's pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurt's Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
We have a slight chance of a couple of isolated showers or thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy, breezy, with a high of 76 today. The wind out of the west at 15 to 25. Tonight, 51. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, cooler, a few sprinkles. Still breezy, with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Do not attempt to change the station.
Oh, look at that.
Rascal Flat.
This is Toby Keith.
Look at that.
Hi, this is Zach Brown.
Hi, we're Little Big Town.
Oh, go figure. Look at that.
This is Jennifer.
And Christian.
From Sugarland.
Oh, would you look at that.
Today's best country and more of it.
98Q Country.
I was down with the boys catching up in a neon light. We walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned in her name. Next thing I knew, man, she was up on the stage singing heads Carolina, tails California. Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar and the pump of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me at Heads Carolina. Yes, she knew every word by heart, didn't
country fan like I am.
Swindell at 98Q. Stick around. Another keyword coming up for you after 7 in our Scotty's Summer Giveaway of Brewer tickets and Dell's tickets and stays all across the state doing this week and all next week. Please go on the 98Q Facebook page and vote for Athlete of the Week for Shawamigan athlete Autumn Mikulski. We're kind of slow going here and getting this going this morning, but I think we can eliminate this the gap that we're down right now because we did it yesterday morning, and if everybody does what they did yesterday, today we're going to be in good shape again. So go on and vote for Autumn, please, here in the next hour or so. The link is right on the 98Q Facebook page, or you can go directly to wissports.net, and on the right side you'll see a place where you can click and vote. You don't have to sign up for anything, just do that. Let's see if we can get our Shawamigan athlete a great honor and a great career that Autumn had. Let's get some words of wisdom for you on a cloudy and wet Wednesday morning here. Focus on the family.
10 minutes. That's all it takes to turn your marriage around. Sound too easy? Well, Dr. John Gottman, a widely respected marriage therapist, has published research that shows unhappy couples can dramatically change their relationship by devoting at least 10 minutes throughout the day to each other. It's what happens in those 10 minutes that can make a difference. When couples turn toward each other, shifting their focus away from work, kids, and other distractions of the day, and turn their attention toward their spouse. It could be a conversation over dinner, or it could be as simple as complimenting your wife on her appearance, or giving each other a kiss goodbye as you're heading out the door. Even in brief exchanges like these, you're making a conscious effort to turn toward your spouse. Believe it or not, it's not the lavish vacations or extravagant gifts that best help relationships to thrive, but small, everyday acts. Happy couples take time to talk to one another, laugh together, and pay close attention to what the other is doing or saying. Those seemingly insignificant actions can be powerful moments that keep couples emotionally engaged and stoke the fire of romance and passion. No matter how busy you may be, never be too busy to turn toward your spouse on a daily basis. 10 minutes. That's all you need to help move your marriage from surviving to thriving. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
Oh, it's been actually really good. I'm 81 years old. I'm a retired nurse, and I have found, I've taken it for about 5 years, I do feel better. At first, you know, there wasn't a drastic change, but I found it really has made, you know, a difference in my lifestyle. It does improve our quality of life.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
To win in basketball takes a can-do spirit. So shave with Barbasol and inspire your team. Raise that red, white, and blue can and yell, "We can do this." If it doesn't work, you still got a great shave. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Summer starts now with Memorial Day appliance savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances from brands like KitchenAid. And right now, you can double your savings when you spend $2,500 or more. Shop in-store or online today, because Lowe's knows home improvement. Offer valid through 6/5. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Eligible members of Ag Country Farm Credit Services are receiving a special second patronage payment of 0.5% in May to celebrate a successful 2023. That's in addition to the 1% patronage payment they received in March. Altogether, Ag Country members are receiving a record $125 million. That's the power of the co-op. Ag Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
We have a slight chance of a couple of isolated showers or thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy, breezy, with a high of 76 today. The wind out of the west at 15 to 25. Tonight, 51. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, cooler, a few sprinkles. Still breezy with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
Make breakfast a real high spot in your day.
I just love that country music.
I do love country music.
Country music.
98Q Country.
Still love Jesus. One that's worth the wait, even when.
time.